Joining me now is Gary Kroeger, who will be a part of a murder mystery called Hollywood Happenstance in McGregor coming up in May. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but I've got Gary on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. You sound like you've had a cup of coffee or two.
Oh, I'm on my second Mountain Dew. little behind for this time of morning, actually, but...
All right. Yeah, it's coming to McGregor May 6th, and I'm very excited about it.
Now let's talk first a little bit about Gary, who is currently living in Iowa and a native of the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. Am I correct, Gary?
That is exactly correct. I did move away in 1975. I'm not sure who was around that's listening way back in 1975, but I left Iowa. I went to college. That led to a career on Saturday Night Live and then Hollywood, et cetera, et cetera. But I came back here almost 20 years ago to raise my family because it just seemed like a better idea to raise kids here than in the craziness of Hollywood.
You left Iowa to go to Northwestern for college, but we got to interject this right away. How about them Hawkeye women, huh?
How about them Hawkeye women? How about that Caitlin Clark? Oh, it's not a one-person team. There's no question about it. But I've never seen anybody with more mad skills than Caitlin Clark. There's nothing she can't do. Nothing. No aspect of the game she hasn't mastered. And then she has tremendous teammates. I mean, you just mentioned that I have goosebumps after watching that victory against Louisville last night.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Bring on South Carolina, baby.
Yeah. Well, let's get back a little bit. We talked about you going to Northwestern and then from there to Saturday Night Live. Tell us how that all happened.
Well, I wish I knew. You know, I was a college student. I had just graduated, but I'm doing theater off campus with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who she's made a name for herself. Mm-hmm. I think they gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom recently. I mean, she's just got more hardware than anyone can imagine, and her husband Brad Hall and several others. And we were just doing theater next door to Second City, just comedy stuff that we had written, sketch comedy, some improvisation. And suddenly we were swept away. The producers of Saturday Night Live came and said, "Hey, can you be in New York in 2 weeks? This is 1982. Well, it wasn't even on my radar. I mean, I was hoping to get a Steak and Shake commercial and put some gas in my car. So the answer was yes. And we did it I did it with Julia for 3 years. Brad did it for 2 years. And it was a mixed bag of experiences. It was great, of course, to be on TV and living in New York and getting paid. But it was also a very difficult experience. You know, Eddie Murphy was a blowing up star, and there wasn't a whole lot of room for the new kids. But you know, in the rearview mirror, I have nothing but happy, wonderful memories. And it opened the door for me to have a 20, 25-year career in Los Angeles after that. But, you know, Mike, I've never been happy just pursuing a career. I've always wanted to be a dad. I've always wanted to be a good father and a husband. And Iowa just kept beckoning me. It just did. So once I became a dad, I thought I would rather work in local media and live in this environment than put up with all of the rat race and competition and egos that I experienced in Hollywood. So I came back in 2003.
And you mentioned working in media, and you've done a few pretty cool things here in the last several years as you've been a resident of Iowa once again. How did the murder mystery Hollywood Happenstance come about?
Well, there's a hotel here, a beautiful old Victorian hotel. Maybe not Victorian. It was built probably in the early 1900s, called the Black Hawk Hotel. And a friend of mine bought it, and they were doing murder mysteries. But he came to me and said, "Kroeger, you're an old song and dance man. You're an old theater guy. Couldn't you do something here maybe for less money than we're paying out-of-town troops?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I could." So exactly a year ago, I started writing these murder mysteries and using local actors. And it's different times, you know, not all 1939 as this one's going to be in McGregor. They've been contemporary. They've been all over the place. But I create an environment, I create a story and characters and specific things that characters and relationships have to do throughout the evening. And then I just get actors and say, improvise. There's no script. Improvise. Be your character and make it happen for our guests in real time. So the people who come, they're eating, they're drinking, they're having great fun conversations, and these characters are mingling among them. And you don't really know what's going on, but why are they having a fight? Hey, I just saw those two kissing over there. And then there's a murder. I don't tell anyone who it's going to be. I don't tell anyone who the murderer is. Even the actors don't know. It all happens in real time. Then when there's a murder, we close the doors and say, folks, we have to solve this. And I divide everybody into groups, and that group has to find the motive, the person, and how it all happened. And they're the winners for the night. But they go around and they collect clues. They interview the characters. And it's especially fun because, in this case, it's 1939. And it's a Hollywood premiere. So everyone can dress their best 1939 dress-up clothes. Some of the actors are going to be movie stars. And so there's all that glamour and excitement. And really, it's a couple hours of just great fun.
Now, do you work with the actors ahead of time and you know, work with them on their...
I communicate with them, say, here's your character. Here's your attitude. Here's your relationship with everybody here. Here's what I need you to do at various points in the evening, like if it's to go into a back room and get into an argument or things like that. And then on the day, because I've never met any of these actors in McGregor, I have someone local that's put them together from community theater in the high school, and I'm going to get together with them, and we're going to walk through all of the timing of things and the locations, because I've never been to this venue, the Backwoods Bar and Grill, before. So I'm making this up as I go, too. So that day we'll get together and walk through it, and then we'll be ready. People will come in through the door at 6:30, and we'll have a blast.
Oh, man, is this going to be a fun night or what?
Does that sound fun or what?
Yeah, no doubt. And this is coming up May 6th. Folks can find out from the McGregor Marquette Area Chamber of Commerce a little bit more as far as tickets. They've got information on their Facebook page as we're speaking with Gary Kroeger, veteran actor and writer and a producer and a veteran of Saturday Night Live, putting this all together. And yeah, this is going to be a pretty cool night, Gary.
I think it will be, and I think we'll probably do some more.
Hey, looking forward to it. And if you're ever over in the Marquette McGregor Prairie du Chien area, it'd be pretty cool if you stopped by the radio station.
Don't make promises you don't intend to keep. I'm a radio guy, my friend. Listen to me. I got a radio voice.
All right.
I'll show up.
Hey, do it. We'll put you to work.
All right, deal. Over the weather.
Might have a couple of commercials for you to voice. Who knows?
I'd love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to visit with us here this morning. Once again, the murder mystery Hollywood Happenstance at the Backwoods in McGregor coming up Saturday, May 6th. Gary, it's been a pleasure.
Been my pleasure, Mike. Have a great day.